On this day, 31st August 1921, city of civil war. Five men and a little girl of five were killed in Belfast yesterday. Orange mobs acting in close cooperation with well-armed and carefully hidden snipers kept whole districts in a state of terror until curfew hour. Crowds of foolish people gathered at street corners and ran the risk of meeting with flying bullets. Fierce fighting was resumed in the familiar battlegrounds of York Street, North Queen Street and New Lodge Road, and deadly conflicts were waged by armed men over a wide area. Police and military described the fighting as the worst ever experienced in Belfast. Since Monday, the district covering 2 square miles has been given over to the condition of affairs that can only be described as civil war. The streets are swept at regular intervals by rifle and revolver bullets, while business has been carried on under the most dangerous circumstances. 6 persons were shot dead and upwards of 30 wounded. The dead are William Kennedy, 36, Grove Street, Stephen Cash, 77, Sussex Street, Annie Watson, aged 5, North Queen Street, William Smith, Maria Street, Harry Bars, Cambridge Street, and Thomas Mullen, 20, 64 North Queen Street. In addition, an orange mob attacked the Catholic homes. They poured petrol on the doors. Passengers in tram cars were in danger from the bullets which passed across the Antrim Road. So daring did the snipers become that they often stepped into the roadway and fired in the direction of other snipers. A tram car was passing up the Antrim Road when a bullet lodged in a passenger's knee. An armoured car and police in Crossley tenders passed up and down the road, but the firing was kept up with unabated vigour. Schools were closed. Around 5 o'clock, much uneasiness was caused by the appearance of rough-looking men in the orange quarters at the corners of the streets, abutting on the Catholic districts. Suddenly they converged on North Queen Street and began firing into this thoroughfare. All points of vantage were occupied by the gunmen of each side, street corners, housetops and windows being used by the snipers who kept up a deadly barrage. The worst centre of the fighting was that in New Lodge Road and adjoining streets. Eamon Phoenix editors note, this graphic description of the virtual civil war which gripped North Belfast was written by R.P. Hayes, the Irish News chief reporter. Loyalists were angry at the All-Reland Truce, which had resulted in the special suspension, and legitimised the IRA, which defended the Catholic enclaves. With the new state under a cloud, the agony of Belfast, to quote the newsreels, would continue for another year.